It's time for Marty Lurie's greatest games in Giants history. Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and just like the G-Men, Georgie Brothers Furniture in South San Francisco is filled with the newest traditions of fine furniture. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture. Established in 1933, the Georgie Brothers Furniture family would now like to invite you to this week's greatest game with Marty Lurie
on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to June 23rd of 1976. It's a Wednesday night. It's at Candlestick, and it's a twi-night doubleheader against the San Diego Padres. Now, prior to this date of June 23rd, on June 13th of 1976, the Giants made a trade. And they made a trade with the Atlanta Braves, and they sent Willie Montanez and Craig Robinson, among others, to the Braves for a left-handed hitting first baseman, third baseman, Darrell Evans, and also Marty Perez. So now this is the first game that Darrell Evans is going to play for the San Francisco Giants at home. Because they picked him up, they were on the road trip when they picked him up, and now they're home, finally, at Candlestick for this doubleheader against the Padres.
You know, I grew up watching the Dodgers and the Giants on TV, and still can't believe how great Candlestick was, but, you know, it was so much different. But it was so, I mean, I got close to home, my family got to see me more. It took a while to adjust, but man, at the time, it really was a good thing to happen.
All right, in the first game of the doubleheader, it's Brent Strom, left-hander, for the Padres against Rob Dressler, the right-hander for the Giants. And I always like to look at the lineups. Gary Thomasson, Marty Perez, Gary Matthews, Bobby Mercer, Chris Spire, Ken Reitz, Darrell Evans, Mark Hill, and Rob Dressler for the Giants. For the Padres, Enzo Hernandez, Tito Fuentes, Willie Davis, Willie McCovey, Dave Winfield, John Grubb, Doug Rader, Davis, the catcher, and Brent Strom is the pitcher. So these are two teams. The Padres lineup, boy, my goodness, I didn't realize that they had so many stars in the lineup at that point. All right, in the second inning, Gary Thomasson hits a three-run homer and puts the Giants up 4-1. But the Padres tie it up 4-4 in the fifth. So now this is one of those games at Candlestick, 4-4 in the fifth as we move to the sixth inning. But this is Darrell Evans' first game with the Giants.
Marty, Darrell Evans was an underrated player throughout his career. He hit 100 home runs for three different teams, Giants, the Braves, and the Tigers. He was a winning player. He could play, as you mentioned before, he could play both first and third. And I also remember him playing the outfield corners very well. Before that 1978 season, when they took a quantum leap forward, before that season, Willie McCovey asked Bill Matlock to play second base so Evans could play third base regularly and thus strengthen the lineup. Willie Mack knew what kind of player Darrell Evans was, and this was a night where Darrell gave Candlestick fans a preview of what they would see for the next 6 or 7 years.
Really, really good that we played in Candlestick Park. And, you know, I played 8 years, but you know what? I'm really proud of that because everybody asked the first thing, oh man, how'd you play there every night? How's it, you know, was it okay? And what made it really great was the fans and how when we got Vida, the fans came back. That rival between the Dodgers and the Giants was so great. It's like it is, you know, it's continued forever. And I think we were kind of the, not the start, but we kind of got there at the right time for that.
15,571 there to see this twi-night doubleheader. As Chris said, in 1973, Darrell Evans hit 41 homers. Davey Johnson hit over 40. Hank Aaron hit over 40. And that was one of the first times that three teammates had hit over 40 home runs. In Darrell Evans' career, he did end up with 414 home runs. All right, but let's get back to this one. It's now going into the sixth inning. Darrell Evans leads off with a triple, and Mark Hill, it's a sacrifice fly, and it breaks the 4-4 tie. The Giants are now on top 5-4. We move to the eighth inning. Ken Reitz gets a base hit, and who comes up? Darrell Evans, and he homers. Giants are now up 7-4. They hang on to win this one 7-6. Randy Moffitt, a three-inning save, hangs on, gets Merv Rettman for the last out with a runner on second base, and the Giants win the first game of the doubleheader in 2 hours and 17 minutes, 7-6. But Darrell Evans, a triple, and a home run in his first game at home as a Giant.
Not a bad debut, Marty. He was a streaky hitter, as I remember. I watched him play a lot. He would go on these binges where you just could not get him out. I remember once watching him hit a home run, and he just shook his head like, you know, how could this be happening? And maybe this night was one of them because he pretty much got a big hit almost every time up.
Well, we go to the second game, and in the second game, it's Dave Tomlin pitching for the Padres against Jim Barr for the San Francisco Giants. All right, it's game two, and the Giants get out to a big lead in game two. Bobby Mercer in the first inning hits a three-run homer off of Dave Tomlin. Then in the third inning, here he comes again. Darrell Evans comes up and hits with the bases loaded. Spire, Matthews, and Reitz on base, and he goes yard for his second home run of the night. Drives in four, and the Giants are up 8-0. Well, the Padres came back in this one, Chris, and the final score, the Giants do win at 8-7. Tito Fuentes and Merv Rettman go out with their winning runs on base in the ninth inning. Dave Haverlo finishes it. John Montefusco also in relief of Jim Barr. But for the day, Darrell Evans has an amazing debut at home for the San Francisco Giants. And just listen to this, Chris. He is 3-for-7, 4 runs scored, 6 RBIs on the twi-night doubleheader at home in Candlestick. And what makes this game one of the great games in Giants franchise history is he did it in his first game as a Giant in Candlestick. Second game, 2 hours, 30 minutes. Now, Giants go to 27-44. They eventually end up 74-88 and end up 28 games behind the Cincinnati Reds, who won the pennant that year. But you can see from the record, after Evans came, the Giants started playing better ball, and they end up the season 74-88.
I mean, I never imagined that I'd hit 400 home runs. I mean, you know, when we was coming up, I wasn't really a home run guy, and then Eddie Matthews kind of taught me, and I played with Hank and Willie, and, you know, I mean, all these guys are going, okay, come on, this is what we expect out of you, and you found out how to do it a little bit, and, you know, when I left, I was a 29th on all-time listener. My God, I'm looking in the mirror going, who the heck is this? How'd that happen?
But what a special, special night for Darrell Evans, a twi-night doubleheader, and his first game at Candlestick.
You know, sometimes it takes players a while to bond with the fans, get accustomed to their new surroundings. I think Darrell Evans took care of that pretty much all on this night. But that also shows Marty what kind of player he was, you know, how adaptable he was. Just, again, he could play 4 different positions, could hit all kinds of pitching. He was a power hitter. He could hit for average at certain times. You couldn't really confine his talents to just one thing. He was a multifaceted player, excellent third baseman, really, again, one of the most underrated players probably we'll ever see.
Well, he became a favorite that night of June 23rd, 1976, doubleheader against the Padres. He went wild in his first game as a Giant. Chris, that's another great game in Giants franchise history. Back with another one next week right here, KNBR 680, the sports leader.